Last week, we got the first trade deal of the new Trump administration, the first of what hopefully will be many trade deals to come. It's an agreement between the United States and the United Kingdom. And while it's pretty far from being a comprehensive free trade agreement, it's a deal that does roll back some of the high tariffs that Trump had previously put in place. And it also means that the British government will lower its tariffs on goods from the United States. That is, of course, good news for American exporters. The White House says that the new trade deal is a great deal for America, but I want to see exactly how true that is, what's in the deal, what's not in the deal, the highs and lows, all of that, and that's what we're going to take a look at today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Boehm with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Ryan Young. He's a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he joins us now to talk about this U.S.-UK trade deal. Ryan, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start with what stuck out to you the most from the agreement that was announced last week.
What stood out is that it feels like tariff rates are going down, but they're actually up quite a bit. Before Trump took office, we had a mostly tariff-free relationship with the UK. Right now, we're going to have a baseline 10% tariff against the UK. If our average tariff rate was about between 2 and 3%, you know, tariffs are still 4 to 5 times higher than they were just a few months ago. And there are a few positives to the deal, and it certainly avoids the worst damage that could have been done. We've seen 145% tariff rates against China. But while this might feel like a victory, there are enough drawbacks where overall I'm not a fan of this deal.
I know you say that you're not a fan of the deal, Ryan, but I do want to look at some of the positives here because I think there are some that are worth mentioning. I mean, the lower tariffs going into Great Britain, lower tariffs for American exports into Great Britain, that seems to me like that's a win for American companies, even if, you know, to your point, we will have higher tariffs than before on stuff coming into America. That, you know, getting market access is something the White House has talked about here, and that seems like that matters, right?
Well, there'll be some modest wins on non-tariff barriers to agriculture and also some aircraft purchases. British Airways might be purchasing some airlines from Boeing rather than from Airbus, although they might have been planning to do that anyway. I don't have any insight into that. But the U.S. will gain some market access to exporting agricultural products, which is always nice, although a very controversial over chlorinated chicken remains unresolved in this agreement. That was something that people had high hopes for.
Yeah, tell me a bit more about the chicken dispute. I know that didn't get resolved here, but one thing that we did get was easier access for American beef. Previous to this, the UK government charged something like 20% tariffs on American beef imports, and that's just like pure protectionism for British farmers. So lowering that, good news for American farmers. Why didn't we get the chicken deal as well?
Yeah, and with the chlorinated chicken case, that is pure trade protectionism in a health and safety costume. In the U.S., we wash our chicken in chlorine in order to kill off the bacteria and make it much safer for food safety, to prevent food poisoning. This is safe. There's been health scares in the U.K. and in the EU regarding this practice, even though there's no scientific evidence that's been roundly debunked. And if you get British chicken producers and their representatives in government a truth serum, they will admit, yeah, we know that there's nothing to it. Same as with GMO foods. It's just trade protectionism. And this agreement left that trade protectionism in place. I was hoping for a victory, but not this time. Maybe later.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, trade protectionism takes many different forms and many different justifications. And I think all of us are aware of just how complicated and convoluted many of these issues are, more aware now than we were perhaps a few months ago. We're talking with Ryan Young. He's a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You can check out his work online at CEI.org. They do lots of fine work on free trade, free markets, freedom in general. Ryan, look, we've been talking here about the U.S.-UK trade deal that was announced last week. But since I've got you, I also want to get your read on the other limited trade deal that was announced this week, which is a kind of a de-escalation, if you will, of the trade war between the U.S. and China. Again, this is far from being a comprehensive agreement, but it does mean a lowering or at least a pausing of some of the kind of absurdly high tariffs that have been put in place on both sides in that conflict. Are you encouraged at all to see this? Is this potentially a thawing of what had gotten to be a real chilly mess there between these two countries? Or are you still concerned about where things sit with this kind of ongoing trade war between the world's two biggest economies?
Kind of. Before Trump took office for a second term, we had an average tariff rate against China of between 10 and 20%. That had spiked up to 145%. And after the agreement, that's going to be back down to 30%. Still between double and triple what we had 6 months ago, but it's a heck of a lot better than 145%. So I'll take that as a de-escalation, but let's not pretend that's a victory for America.
Yeah, the tariffs go up, they come back down, they go up again. You can understand the uncertainty that is there right now. That's the businesses that I've been talking to in my reporting. That's what they keep saying is, you know, okay, trade deals would be good, but we need some certainty, some stability here, which certainly doesn't exist at the moment, even with that 30-day pause with China. But hopefully, that's a step towards resolving some of this and getting the economy back on firmer footing. We are unfortunately out of time for today. Ryan, thanks for joining us here, man. Really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
And once again, that is Ryan Young. He is a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Check out their fine work online at CEI.org. Head over to Reason.com, where you can find our coverage of the trade war and the tariffs and everything else going on in Washington, D.C. and around the rest of the country. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.